This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.
Days after an eclipse plunged a big part of the state into darkness, Google searches for the phrase, "my eyes hurt," have hit the highest rate since tracking began. Doctors say there are ways to tell if your vision was damaged from staring at the sun.
It can cause blind spots in your vision. It can cause temporary fadeness of colors. It can cause sometimes irreparable damage.
Dr. Kim Wampler with the Texas Optometric Association says there's no surgery to reverse the effects, which can leave people legally blind. The sun's rays are strong enough to burn the retina. The head of Homeland Security says they're following through with an order from Congress to build more border wall in Texas.
Because of our understanding of the legal imperative, we approved the construction of 17 miles of wall.
But Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas told Congress this week that his department's latest budget does not contain funding for more fencing. Instead, there's a focus on investing in technology, especially at the ports of entry, where more than 90% of all drugs are seized. He says the wall does not stop illegal immigration. A Choctaw County woman has been arrested for arson. Court documents show that 37-year-old Tamara Hicks of Boswell admitted to an investigator with the Oklahoma State Fire Marshal's Office to burning down a house. She's accused of using cardboard and a propane torch lighter to start the blaze at the vacant house. She faces up to 35 years in prison if convicted. Texas Land Commissioner and Veterans Land Board Chairwoman Dr. Dawn Buckingham issued a statewide call-out for veterans to share their stories with the VLB through the Voices of Veterans Oral History Program. Veterans can email Voices of Veterans at glo.texas.gov to tell their stories. The VLB then records interviews with the veterans over the phone or in person and archives the interviews. These interviews will be available to researchers, genealogists, and the public. 22 Texas cities, neighborhoods, and nonprofit organizations and schools received grant funding through the Texas A&M Forest Service Community Forestry Grants Program, totaling $15.4 million. The grants will directly fund recipients' tree planting, maintenance, and community forestry planning, and education efforts as part of their larger urban forestry solution campaigns. The program also places a key emphasis on increasing schoolyard tree canopy coverage to 30% of a school's campus to create accessible community treescapes. The Texas Comptroller's Office will send cities, counties, transit systems, and special purpose districts $1.03 billion in local sales tax allocations for April. That's 5.5% more than in April of 2023. These allocations are based on sales made in February by businesses that report tax monthly. Texas Comptroller Glenn Hagar announced Thursday that his office delivered nearly $126 million in financial assistance to rural law enforcement and prosecutor offices as part of a grant program that's addressing challenges faced by these groups in counties with smaller populations. About 500 rural law enforcement and prosecutors' offices applied for the grant money, which allows sheriffs, constables, and district and county attorneys to raise salaries and, in some cases, make new hires. Details on the program are on our website. I'm Dave Kirkpatrick.
This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.